Okay, let's go. Right. So, morning everyone. Welcome to Cambridge. I'm glad to see we have people here bright and early on Saturday morning, and we've still got more people coming in. Yay. Welcome to the very first Mini DebConf in Cambridge. This might become a regular event if we're convinced enough that this actually works well. We may even, God forbid, go for a full DebConf in Cambridge in a couple of years' time. We'll see how that goes. And anyone who's just said yes has just volunteered to help. So, I'm not going to spend much of your time this morning, but there are a few bits and pieces I need to talk about, just so you're aware. First of all, rooms, the site. This room, the atrium in Arm 1, is the main room that we have for today and for tomorrow. Toilets are at either end of the atrium, as you can see. It should be fairly obvious. Please don't go upstairs unless you're on the video team. In fact, they technically probably shouldn't be up there, but we try not to talk about that. Exactly, except now broadcast live on the internet. Yes. If you need anything, please talk to me or one of the other armed people around. You'll spot us because we're all wearing these fetching blue badges with out-of-date photos on. If you need to, if you want coffee, if you need anything else, again, shout. Hopefully everything should be there. Internet stuff. The Wi-Fi here should be working. Be aware that the passwords on the back of your badges are incorrect. I'm not sure. Actually, I checked this morning. It might be numeric. It might be Inkscape. Whichever one it was, helpfully downcased the second character of every password I pasted in. So if your internet connection does not work on the Wi-Fi, just upcase the second character, and it should. If it still doesn't work, by all means, ask. I may not be able to do anything about it. We also have some wired points around if people need those. Food and drink and stuff. We have lunch today. We'll be coming in. We've got sandwiches from a local place. We've got pizza tomorrow. Both of those are sponsored by Open Citrix and the Zen Project. So please say thank you to any of those people if you see them about. We also have the official conference dinner is a barbecue tonight. Yes, I know it's November and it's not that warm, but we'll be hosting a barbecue at our place tonight. Details of all of that and many other things are in the info sheet that Joe and Lisa will have given you on the way in. Please read it, because people did spend some time putting that together. All of the information should also be in the wiki page, where hopefully you signed up before you turned up here. We have lots and lots and lots of talks in the next couple of days. We have a full schedule, which I was worrying that we wouldn't, and then suddenly we had more than we had space for, so that's great. We're still taking sign-ups for lightning talks, either at lunchtime today or lunchtime tomorrow. If you would like to have 5 minutes just to try and interest people in your latest cool project or your weird and wacky idea, please ask the girls on the front desk for a slot. Those slots are going to be during lunchtime, so it will be your job to try and convince the audience that actually they want to listen to you instead of eating their lunch. We are streaming live, I hope. Yes, I get thumbs up from the balcony. So if you're, obviously, you guys are all here, so you don't really need to be watching a video, I hope. But be aware that, yes, whatever you do may go, it may be seen by, at least dozens of people around the world today. And finally, and this isn't just because one of them is my wife, please be nice to the girls on the desk. In terms of badges and things, we have been asked, please, when you're given your badge, please make sure you're wearing it at all times on site. We are responsible for keeping a register and making sure that we know who's here, God forbid, in case of fire. And on that subject, if there is a fire alarm, it will be very obvious, and then obvious procedure is head for the nearest fire exit. The assembly point is in the car park at the front of the building. Head out there and await further instructions. Hopefully one of us will work out what we need to do. Yes, Leif. Nearest fire exit, yes, of course, sorry, are behind you and out that way. It's fairly obvious they're the big door-like things. Yeah, the one behind you is most likely better unless someone has actually set fire to the reception area. I hope they haven't. Yes, and at the end of the day... Well, so if you leave the campus, please tell the girls that you have left. At the end of the day, please hand all your badges in. That is the best way for them to know that everyone has gone. And don't worry, you'll get them back again tomorrow morning. The security folks have also asked to make sure we get everybody to sign their register too. Again, paranoia over, in case there is an incident on site, please make our lives easy. Okay? And last but very much not least, thanks very much to the sponsors who have helped to make this happen this week. Arm obviously are, well, sponsoring use of facilities. I'm really, really happy to have a lovely space like this, which is just about perfect for a nice big gathering. All the coffee and all that kind of stuff is Arm and all the networking, and it's cool. Open Citrix and Zen, as I said, are sponsoring lunches today. They're also sponsoring the conference t-shirts. If you haven't had your t-shirt yet, talk to one of the girls on the desk. Boston make lovely ARM-powered servers and provided lunches for us yesterday. There's also, I think, some Boston mugs around if you'd like to take one. And CodeThink are sponsoring the main conference dinner tonight, and have a couple of other engineers here who are going to try and keep us interested. Daniel shakes his head. Thank you very much, and without further ado, because I don't want to be talking too much to you guys, I've got to talk to write for tomorrow yet myself. Thanks very much for coming, and first up is Enrico Zini.